fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 4th day of May. The preparatory tip of the day is to prepare for World War III. And that's, we're going to expand on that. We're hoping that Dr. Phil Myers would call in. He has not called in yet. Probably got a last-minute conflict, but that's okay. I think I can call this breaking news. I just found out about it yesterday, about 20 minutes before I went on the air with my friend Doug Hagman. Today I'm announcing to all our listeners. My private source down in Tucson reports at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Tucson, Arizona, beginning a week ago today, this is where they store hundreds, maybe thousands, of U.S. Air Force aircraft. Beginning last Thursday, he personally observed these jet aircraft that had been in storage taking off every 20 seconds. Very loud. These jet airplanes are really loud. Signs were posted at the commercial airport. No videos, no photographs. Unprecedented. My friend is my private contact has been there for 10 years, has never seen such a thing. This is the main storage depot for the U.S. Air Force aircraft, where they put aircraft in storage. Take them out of storage is time-consuming and expensive. So what are they doing? What are they doing? Well, there's not many choices. Either dispersing them to other locations around the United States in anticipation of being attacked, and or sending them to Europe and or Taiwan in preparation for hostilities. I don't believe there's any other possible explanation for what's going on. It was merely training. They wouldn't do this many aircraft. They would just do a few just to get the men and women familiar with what it takes to remove the shrink wrap from these aircraft, reinstall batteries, reinstall fluids, and make sure that the aircraft is airworthy. You could do that with just a couple of dozen at the most. You wouldn't need to do it with dozens and dozens of high-performance jet fighters. Hopefully there'll be some upgrades to the avionics. These modern aircraft are very upgradable with the avionics. The older avionics can be unplugged and newer avionics plugged in their place. Hopefully there's been some of that done as well. I don't know, obviously. My contact is on the ground outside the Air Force Base, not part of the Air Force. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm also getting reports that Disney World has closed. There's no guests on the premises. I'm sure disappointing many tourists that want to take their children there for that entertainment. Other things going on around the country that are a bit disturbing. And leading up to a conclusion on my part that something really big is about to happen. The two drones that were shot down in or near the Kremlin, allegedly from Ukraine, allegedly there to assassinate President Putin, who was not on the premises, by the way. What do we trust? I don't know what to trust. And I trust my private source because my source is a private trusted source making first-hand observations. I know that, and I trust that. But these other things, the drones being shot down on or near the Kremlin, I'm not sure what to trust there. Were they really drones? Were they Ukrainian drones? Were they Russian drones? Was the whole thing make-believe? I don't know. The information coming out of Ukraine makes it appear that they genuinely were Ukrainian drones. They actually were attempting to assassinate President Putin. Seems like if they were smart enough to get their drones that far into Mother Russia, they would know that President Putin wasn't even on the premises. There are stories now that President Zelensky is now in hiding in Finland. That's not good for morale. Stories I'm hearing are that Ukrainian forces are taking unsustainable losses, absolutely unsustainable, compared to the Russian losses. If that's true, that this can't go on much longer. Looks like we had a caller on hold here. Let's see. It looks like Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. You were talking about the military in Tucson. I didn't hear all of it, but I caught it. I'm right by Luke's Air Force Base, only maybe a couple miles away. Right. And they've been doing major, they fly over this property all the time, but now they're doing more jets together in formations. They've been flying every day, night and day. And it's different because they clean up more aircraft.
Are you able to identify the aircraft, Deborah?
Looks like they're fighter jets because...
Well, I know that, but can you identify what models they are?
Well,
F-14s, F-16s, F-15s, F-35s.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in that, but...
Okay. Well, you can educate yourself. Get yourself a pair of low-power binoculars, and if you don't have one. And you can learn to identify these aircraft because some of the features are very distinctive between them.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that. Yeah,
okay.
the wings go back, you know.
Well, all modern jet fighters have swept wings. Some have two tail fins, some have one. Some of these features are very distinctive on these aircraft.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the formations are different now. They're taken off. Well, earlier today there must have been 6, 7. Usually it's 1 or 2 go together.
Well, it takes more practice and more expertise to fly these high-performance jet aircraft close to each other. It's really dangerous, and it takes a lot of skill to be able to do that safely.
Yeah, they've just upped the practicing. So I don't know what that's about, but it is different last, I'll say, 3 days maybe.
Okay. Well, that's just, I regard that as confirmation of... Now, are you seeing planes taking off or just landing? That would be significant.
Oh no, they're taking off. They come and go. Now they practice and they take off, probably headed east, then they turn and go across, go north and come back. They have this pattern. They go out over the valley.
Right.
But I guess what I'm trying to explain is usually it's just two together, three maybe at the most. Now,
right.
The last few days it's been five, seven.
Right. That's a significant change, isn't it?
Yeah, because I like to watch them anyway. So, but
sure.
They're also flying at night more. Night practice. Just in the.
Oh, that's
they practice all the time. It's right. Just that they've increased the amount of planes.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great update. Go ahead and educate yourself. You need low power binoculars because the high power binoculars won't work with these fast moving aircraft. But maybe 8 power binoculars would be good to be able to help identify these aircraft.
Okay. Yes. So anyway, yeah, they do take off and then they come back and land, but they're gone for the time. And
any updates on the status of your fellow residents at where you live about the COVID clot shot and the consequences, Deborah?
Well, unfortunately, all those people are gone now. There was we lost another gentleman a month ago. His heart stopped.
When you say they're all gone, you and I have been communicating about this for more than a year. When you say they're all gone, I mean, all the people who got the clot shot where you live are now deceased?
Except four.
And how many were there initially? How many initially got the clot shot?
46, 47.
46 got the clot shot. Now they're all dead except for four.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any talk among the residents or the staff about this turn of events?
There's a few residents that get it. They knew that it was bad. Staff, no, does not talk about it. They're still talking about, they don't push shots here really too much, but all staff probably had it. And then I have a hairdresser that comes in. She didn't take it. She's noticed it because she sees all the people. She goes into the home. So the man that passed away, she came in when he was passing. She was coming to do his hair. And
right.
So she notices, yes, that increase. But some of the residents, one lady, John, they kept telling her she still wants to get boosters. I think she's had at least seven. But she has
really?
Major health. Yeah.
Amazing. There's some kind of psychosis among people who have all this evidence around them and still want to get these boosters. What do you think?
Definitely. I just have to say this. There were some people's pastors. Oh, this is another one. This one church was saying Jesus wants us to get it. So most of them all got it in the congregation.
Really?
Those people have been passing.
So that church will soon no longer exist because they're proposing people get the clot shot because Jesus said so, right?
Yeah, and my question was, first of all, why would Jesus take it? He's God. And then I think, why would he want you to take something that harms you? I don't know. It was kind of twisted what they were telling me.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good update, Deborah. Anything else?
Oh, no. I just wanted to report on those military you were bringing up.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Deborah. We appreciate it, as always.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. I looked at the alternative media, Steve Quayle, National News. I'm not aware of anybody else reporting the fact, and it is a fact, of these planes in storage in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base being taken out of storage and flown to destinations unknown. I'll be looking into this more with other private sources to find out if I can. I can't make any promises. You know, what the reason is for these aircraft being taken out of storage and where they've been dispersed to. My first thought is that they're wanting to make sure one bomb can't take out all the reserve aircraft that we've got in storage in the desert of Arizona. So it may be a combination of dispersing aircraft and moving aircraft, pre-positioning them to both Taiwan and to Europe in preparation for World War III. So it may be either one. One thing I know for sure, it's not a matter of training. You don't do training at this level. You simply don't. It's way too many airplanes. It takes too much time, costs too much money. Although the Department of Defense has a massive budget, it's not an infinite budget. So they have to be somewhat discretionary about how they spend their money. So that's something that's fascinating, it's scary, and we will continue to look into it. Bottom of the hour break coming up here in about 10 or 12 minutes. We'll have Tom Berryhill and get updates on what's going on with the energy planner. Always fascinating. Tomorrow, Tom will be back with us the first hour to talk about emergency survival communications. That could be a really big thing soon. And ham radio. I think we may get Dr. Huff back with us tomorrow. He's been out of pocket because of surgery-related matters. And then the top of the third hour, we'll have Brady. Brady helped me early this week. Brady is a graduate audio engineer. He was great help in helping me with a project I'm doing personally. And, of course, Rondi, who lives in the beautiful mountains of Colorado and ski country, getting updates on what's going on in her neighborhood. These aircraft, they're magnificent aircraft. The F-15 is one I'm most familiar with because I live in my hometown of St. Louis. I've probably known 40 or 50 people that work at what used to be McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing. One of my uncles worked there building F-100s back in the 1960s, World War II vet. It's part of just McDonnell Douglas, which is now Boeing, is just part of St. Louis. You can't live in St. Louis and not know people who work at Boeing or Anheuser-Busch or some of these other big employers that we have, the Ford plant, the Chevy plant, and so forth. Used to be the Dodge plant, but they're gone. Dodge is gone. Thank you very much. They bulldozed the plant, and now there's other buildings taking their place. Regardless, the F-15 is a magnificent aircraft, been in service for well more than 20 years. The most recent upgrades are roughly equivalent to the F-35, by the way. In fact, the Air Force generals didn't want the American F-15s to get the most recent upgrades. They went to the Israeli Air Force and to the South Korean Air Force and the Taiwan Air Force, but not to our Air Force. Because why would you need an F-35 if the F-15 can do basically the same thing? Well, obviously you wouldn't. So that's why they did not allow the most recent upgrades. Now, I know the Trump administration had placed the first order for new F-15s in probably more than 20 years. I assume they were built and delivered with the most recent upgrades. So somebody in the Trump administration knew that they can and should do the right thing and get a excellent aircraft at a fraction of the cost of the F-35, a tiny fraction of the cost. These F-35s are incredibly expensive. And I don't know if it's still the case, you can't fly them in a thunderstorm. Maybe they fixed that problem. But up until recently, you couldn't fly the F-35 in a thunderstorm. Here's our last break. This segment, we'll be right back.
I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. If you own a firearm, then you need legal protection. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for the most affordable carry insurance available. During 2019 and 2020, there were 34,000 gun-related homicides, 94,000 committed suicide, and 161,000 died from drug overdoses. What does our government focus on? Well, more often than not, gun control. 3 times as many people took their own life and 5 times as many people overdosed. Logic would dictate focus on the biggest killer first and then the biggest killer and so on. These numbers are proof that the government only cares about you and I when there is a partisan political battle to be fought. Why focus on mental health, stability, and illegal drugs when guns grab the biggest headlines? For that matter, why aren't guns the biggest headlines when 5 times as many people die from overdoses and fentanyl poisonings? The media and our government are both more interested in sensational headlines than actually fixing any problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fix bayonets.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia back again. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Hi, John. Just a quick note. The F-15s were in service back in the 70s. I can remember cruising down the flight line at Langley back in 79. They've been around quite a while. And now the big thing is this F-15X or EX version is the souped-up one. And as you said, this is a really proven airframe, and they're high performance, and they are a fraction of the cost of the F-35s and the F-22s and stuff like that.
That's right. That's why the Trump administration ordered the first new order in more than 20 years of brand new F-15s.
Oh, yay. What a mess. Well, at least we know our taxes are being well spent. Anyway, okay, thank you, John.
Yep. Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Magnificent aircraft. The F-15 is a magnificent aircraft, and it should be in production. Quite frankly, the F-35 is a boondoggle, in my opinion. The performance of the F-35 compared to the most recent upgrades of the F-15 is marginal, almost non-existent. And plus, there's a big bonus. You can fly the F-15 in thunderstorm. Now, maybe they fixed the issues. The F-35 had issues with the avionics that you could not fly it safely in a thunderstorm, as opposed to every World War II fighter, which you could fly safely in a thunderstorm. The most expensive jet fighter in the history of the world could not be flown in a thunderstorm safely, unless it's changed and be corrected. I don't know if they fixed it or not. I would hope it would be a high priority, don't you? I would hope so. How crazy is that? But that's my reality. Of course, the human being, the pilot, can only withstand so many G-forces before they can't function anymore, which is another limitation on a human being piloting any high-performance jet aircraft. They wear special suits to help them survive that, putting pressure on them, on the legs, so the blood, will stay flowing properly, and they won't pass out because the blood leaves their brain and so forth. And so that's another limitation that all jet fighters have. Looks like we've got a call here. We've got Jim in Michigan. Good morning, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John. How are you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have a little story about the energy cleaner.
Yes, sir.
I went out and bought, the party cups you get at the dollar store, the bigger ones are red. Well, I use those as far as my planting my seeds. And last Saturday, I planted probably 24 cups with, potting soil and put the seeds in there. Well, what I did is I took a metal screen. I had some leftover from, repairing screens in my home. I put that over the top of it. I put them all in a box, lined them up. Then I had the side of the box a little bit higher than the tops of the cups. I used that screen, and then I attached the energy cleaner after we get out of bed in the morning. I put that in there all day, and they've been just sitting in the sun. I planted it Saturday afternoon and got up yesterday. And those little boogers, I tell you, there's plants growing all over the place. It's just amazing. My wife was floored. She didn't know too much about the energy cleaner, whether the science was there. But when she saw those plants coming up, she goes, oh, my God, that thing works, So
anyways,
a great product, and I appreciate, John, your show and sharing the energy cleaner with us. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. We don't take any more calls this segment. We've got the break coming up momentarily. I'm so happy and so proud to be affiliated with Tom Berryhill, the one, the only manufacturer of the engine cleaner. He builds these himself, all by himself. It's his home business. When you place your order with me, I personally take care of boxing it up, along with the mattress pad that goes with it, and shipping it out of the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, which is about to become a full-time restaurant. The country store part will be closed in a few weeks, and it will become a full-time restaurant under the new ownership. Looking forward to what the new owners bring to the table. The Cherryville store has been there for more than a century. I think it's been there like 101 years or so. That'll be a big change for our neighborhood, and hopefully a good change. The manager of the current restaurant, Sally, will be moving on with her life. I'm not sure what Sally will be doing. Cherryville store will continue as a full-time restaurant. And that's the way it is. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. An awful lot. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guests will be my live studio audience that week at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge. You walk in the door there, it's like walking into a time capsule. Not much has changed in the last 100 years. Not really. And it's a great place. The chef prepares great breakfast and dinners for us. We'll visit the Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. Leon Green will be with us one morning, he's promised. And I will share private information that I cannot possibly do on my show. You want to make reservations? Call Betsy Murphy. Great photographs to look at there of the Wildwood Springs Lodge. Betsy Murphy's telephone is 636-530-9502. Would you like a log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago? Or a 6,000 square foot log mansion as featured in Yellowstone, or something in between, 2,000 square foot log home, for example? Just give me a call. I'll put you in contact with the builder. They build log cabin kits to be shipped to your job site for your contractor to build you the beautiful home that you've been wanting. And we have Patient Wayne Green with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the one, the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. I am his best customer, and we ship energy cleaners all over the country. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
I know you don't listen to my show, but just before the bottom of the hour, we had Jim from Michigan call and give us a short story about how his seedlings grew so quickly using the energy cleaner, shocking him and his wife. That's no surprise to you, though, Tom, is it?
No, it's not, John. I didn't hear that. And what did they do? Did they start with seeds or seedlings themselves?
I'm not sure if it was seeds or seedlings, but they grew incredibly fast, much faster than he anticipated, much to his delight.
It reminds me of when Tim Spencer was telling us his experience with that. It really caught him off guard.
Right, right. He wasn't ready. The ground wasn't prepped, and he thought he had a couple more weeks. And he put his seedlings on a metal table that was insulated from the ground, so the table wouldn't be grounded, and which is important because when you use the energy cleaner on plants, you need to make sure it's not grounded. That would ground out the energy, wouldn't it?
And it's real. A really good way to insulate those is to just get any kind of a sheet of plastic or something like that and put it under each table leg. And what works really good, what they're doing in greenhouses is they're keeping them above ground by taking these horse stall mats, and that's a pretty thick, like a neoprene rubber or something like that. And they saw off little squares off of that. It works great.
Yeah, or a block of wood, a little block of 2x4 under each leg of the table would do the same thing. Well, Tom, I know we like to give our disclaimer. Why don't we go ahead and do that, sir?
Okay, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Roger that. Tom, we got a caller on hold here already. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Ukrainian. Hello, are you taking questions about Ukrainian losses?
No. We're focusing on the energy cleaner, John. Anything else?
Okay. I have a question about about insulin resistance and the energy cleaner. Does it do anything to help that?
Yeah, well, Tim Spencer, because of injuries suffered in the U.S. Navy, he was exposed to ionizing radiation 8 hours a day for 6 months. They had him set up a hammock between the Polaris nuclear missiles or warheads. And they were leaking radiation. The doctors told him he would be a diabetic forever because of the way the radiation wrecked his pancreas. Using the energy cleaner, he incrementally was cutting back on the insulin to the point where he no longer needed it. So we have had results in that regard, John.
How about interstitial lung disease?
I have no knowledge of that. No.
Okay. What he had was like type 1 diabetes caused by physical injury to the pancreas. Type 1 diabetes is autoimmune, but this was some other kind of situation involving destruction of his
It was an injury he suffered, and I don't know if it was regarded as type 1 or type 2, but it was diabetes as a consequence of being injured by radiation poisoning.
I don't know. Another type, I guess. They don't have a name for it, maybe.
Well, they probably came up with some clever name, but that's beside the point. No. Anything else, John?
So, type 2 diabetes is caused by failure to utilize the insulin your pancreas is making.
That's a true statement, but anything we can help you with, John?
Okay. Can it help that?
example I'm aware of is what happened with Tim Spencer. Tom, are you aware of anybody else with diabetes being helped by the energy cleaning?
I've had a little bit of feedback on that over the years, but not very much. Although people said they felt like it did help, I never really got anybody telling me they were cutting back on insulin. The only example I've ever heard firsthand was from Tim Spencer.
Right, right. Well, that about covers it, John, as far as diabetes and the use of energy cleaner. Anything else before we move on?
That's all.
Okay, thank you for your call. Well, we have new listeners every week. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, has been posting my show on the following platforms, which is one of the reasons we're getting so many new listeners. Brighteon, BitChute, Facebook, Rumble, Patreon, Truth Social, Clout Hub, Gab, Twitter, and Frank Social, in addition to the RBN archives. So because we have new listeners every week, we have to let the new listeners know two things, what the energy cleaner is and what it's not. First of all, energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator, not even close. Second of all, it is not a TENS unit. Those are the two things most people think the energy cleaner may be, but it's not. Here's what the energy cleaner is. It's an electronic healing device that puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing toxins out, bringing in fresh nutrition, revitalizing sluggish cells in your body. And your body has many millions and millions of cells, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. So that's how it works. Now, the energy cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in delta, 9 D cell flashlight batteries. There's no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be to one of the mattress pads I offer, or Micro Plus Throw, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Now, what most people do, they get the energy cleaner and the mattress pad at the beginning, at the get-go. They take delivery. They get their batteries. We recommend the Dollar Store house brand, because they're the carbon zinc batteries, and they happen to be the least expensive. But the carbon zinc batteries put out the best signal. Any D cell battery will work, but we like the carbon zinc house brand batteries the best. Get the batteries installed, put the cover back on, plug in the mattress pad, put the energy cleaner under the bed where the light won't disrupt your sleep as that lamp flashes, and just sleep on it 8 hours a night. Right, Tom?
That's all you have to do. It's real simple.
Could not be easier. Now, there's other modalities. We already talked about using it to help your fruits and vegetables, but if you have an area of concern, such as an elbow or a knee or an ankle, you can make a small pad with aluminum foil, make it about 4 layers thick, fold over the edges. That makes it 8 layers thick on the edges, gives it a little more stability. Along with the energy cleaner comes a power cord. It has the banana plug on one end to plug into the energy cleaner and an alligator clip on the other. Just clip that alligator clip to the pad, place the pad on your knee or your elbow or your ankle, whatever's hurting, to concentrate that energy on a very specific area. Right, Tom?
Yes, that works pretty good, John. And some people have even taken a length of wire, maybe 10 or 12 feet, and wrapped that around their knee. It was quite flexible. They could still walk around and move, but they secure that coil of wire around their knee or elbow, what have you, with some surgical tape, and then just strip off a little bit of insulation on the end and clip on with that alligator clip. That allows for movement, and that works quite well.
We emphasize putting on loosely, not tight enough to constrict the blood flow. Right.
That's right. You don't. You just.
It doesn't need to be tight. Just gently.
Doesn't have to
just
be
barely.
Just even. Right. Just close. Just it doesn't even have. In fact, if it was a inch away, it wouldn't make any difference. But you just gently wind it around that area, not tight. and then secure the ends with tape.
Now, another method, which is the most effective method, and Mr. Clark had three hot tubs at the clinic in Ohio, is the bathtub or hot tub method are both the same. With the bathtub, most people don't have a hot tub in their home. With the bathtub method, you just fill the tub with comfortably warm water, attach a metal spoon because there's no sharp edges, a metal spoon to the alligator clip on a power cord. Keep the energy cleaner itself a nice distance away from the water. You don't want the energy cleaner to get wet. And get in the tub and stand there until the water starts cooling down, or keep adding water and stay there an hour. With a hot tub, same thing. Turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. Typically, the hot tub is going to be 110, 115 degrees, which is too hot for people to stand more than 15 minutes. But 98 degrees, you can tolerate that for an hour or more, couldn't you, Tom?
Oh, easy. A lot of people do this, easy. And it really is one of the best ways to use this technology.
Right. So just drop that metal spoon, keep the, once again, the energy cleaner safely off to the side where it stays dry, and climb into that hot tub and have your body completely immersed in the energy cleaner signal. As I said a moment ago, Mr. Kroc had three of these. Why three? Because he wanted to make sure one was at least one or two were always clean. People would get in there with these tumors on their body, these disgusting open tumors on their body, on their legs, their torso, their arms. And by the third day, the tumors were dropping off into the hot tub, which is on one hand pretty disgusting, but on the other, very gratifying, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. And I remember Lee telling me one time about a guy that came in there and had a large melanoma on the side of his face, and they put a pad over that area, and you talk about tumors falling off, and he said after a few days that melanoma just peeled off of there, but he said it had like roots going down in the skin, and those just pulled out. The thing just released itself from the guy's face. And he said it was disgusting looking, but he said the skin underneath them was just pink. Looked like
fresh,
it was slightly sunburned.
Right.
But some little wormholes going down in there where those roots came out. And I don't know if he ever took photos of that. This stuff went on so much, John. I've heard so much over the years. I've forgotten about most of it unless somebody brings it up like you just did, and it reminds me of.
Right. Well, if you're a new listener, you're thinking to yourself, if this is true, why isn't it on the front page of the New York Times? Well, here's why, ladies and gentlemen. The energy cleaner puts at risk, threatens the entire medical pharmaceutical industry. It does. And that's simply a fact of life. Now, if you're still a doubting Thomas, which I understand that this comes right out of the Bible, I offer, this doesn't involve Tom, the manufacturer, I offer from you to you personally, ladies and gentlemen, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I started out with no guarantee. I went to a 30-day guarantee, and I thought to myself, why not make it 90 days? Give these people some peace of mind, knowing that the energy cleaner works, and I back it up with a 90-day warranty, money-back guarantee. Even with that, there are still people who procrastinate. They wait a month. They wait 6 months. They wait a year. Then they finally get the energy cleaner. They get the relief, and they regret losing that year of their life where they weren't playing golf or riding a bicycle or walking in the park or going dancing with their honey because it hurt too much. And they regret losing that year of their life, don't they, Tom?
Yes, John, and even years ago, people would say, I wish I knew about this a long time ago, and I said, well, we weren't making them then. I didn't know about it either. Could have helped a lot of people that I knew personally, but I wasn't aware of it until I met up with Lee, and that was in, and we made the first unit that came, the first prototype came out in the middle of March of the year 2000. So it's been in constant production since then.
Absolutely. Well, the energy cleaner itself is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes, which, of course, includes Hawaii and Alaska. The mattress pads, vary in price. All the prices are listed at my website. I'm now offering the Micro Plush throws. They're soft. They're cozy. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, on your work chair. It gives a lot of expanded use of the energy cleaner. And they're only $85 shipping included to American zip codes as well. And a lot of people, what they're doing these days, Tom, I know I haven't discussed this with you very much, but they're getting the energy cleaner, a mattress pad for their bed, and a micro plush throw that they can use on their car seat, on their work seat, on their recliner. And that way they can get the maximum use of the energy cleaner. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is only $285 shipping included. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there also. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 952-592-9543. The Enzyme Cleaner will change your life in very positive ways. If you have pain issues, doesn't matter the source of the pain, it will help you. If you have sleep issues, the Enzyme Cleaner will help you. Tom, I typically go to bed about 8:30. I wake up at 3:45 a.m. to get ready for my show. And I feel refreshed, invigorated, and ready to go with the amount of sleep I get. And people typically find they don't need as much sleep to be have a healthy, invigorating, restful sleep, don't they?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. And a lot of people have aches and pains from their work, and just getting that sleep on the Enzyme Cleaner blanket really helps them quite a bit, and they wake up pain-free and they're ready for another
and
day.
And professional truck drivers, they like the Enzyme Cleaner. They have a travel pad that's great on a car seat or a truck seat. They can run their shift and feel like they can still go another couple of hours. And that's good for the professional drivers, isn't it?
It really is, and I've had several of those guys tell me over the years they wish they could keep going, but by law they can't. They have to take their break that they legally have to take. Otherwise, they'd continue on because they feel like they're refreshed enough to keep going.
Right, right. The same thing would apply to taxi drivers and aircraft pilots and so forth. So it's a great product backed up by a 90-day money-back guarantee. And we really stand behind our product, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do, John, and there's many thousands of these units in use worldwide, and it's just it's amazing some of the applications we hear about, like you said, even aircraft. And I do know that there's been these units used on cruise ships, so they're on land, sea, and in the air.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to talking with you tomorrow morning about emergency survival communications and ham radio, sir.
Hey, John, I'll be set, ready to go.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Got a visitor here with a little barking dog, in case you heard that. And anyway, tomorrow morning, we'll have Tom with us. We'll talk about emergency survival communications. Tom is a genuine expert when it comes to emergency survival communications and ham radio. He's made his living his adult life in those areas involving building circuit boards for high-performance jet aircraft, for example. That's something that is, a matter of life and death. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. We have a meetup tonight in Rolla, by the way. Get there at 4:30. The large, beautiful state of Texas. God's beautiful, and please, God bless the United States of America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be
because you can handle the truth.